Diesen Status hier hat sich mal die Schade Yichud. However, in order to be Yotze, all opinions, the pros and the cons, so we said right in the beginning, we definitely, any time when it comes a Chakira, means philosophy, where the discussion is of the existence of Hashem, we will not talk about it. That's what you're going to admit. Because that's really the only opposition. But the truth of the matter, the whole Sharia is not based on to prove the existence of Hashem, rather to understand philosophically the oneness of Hashem. And nobody disputes that fact. Matter of fact, that's the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael. Shema, you have to understand Hashem HaKein, Hashem HaChod. And that's the Sharia talks all about it. It's true. Maybe once in a while, if a slight little, then the Chavis does go in also into the issue of the existence of Hashem. So we're not going to elaborate there, because this is going to be all shittus. Shara Rishu Shara Yichud. The beer often a Yichud of Kedis word of Valev Shulam. We're going to explain all the Ofanim of Chiyav Yichud. With all angles that we are responsible to be Miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Pesach HaShah. This is the beginning. Omar HaMachaber said the order. Kasher Chokavni Almar Shatzerich El V'yoyzer, as we had researched which is the most necessary. Mepino is the Oseini V'shir Hashem from all corners, from all ends of our religion and his roots. And I research which is the point which I should start off the beginning, which is the cornerstone of our entire religion. Matzoni, we found that Yichud Elokim Balev Sholem, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be felt and understood with the full heart. Shor Shor Yisoida. This is the root and this is the foundation of the entire religion. Usually when you start a building, you start with the cornerstone. And around the cornerstone, everything starts revolving. The cornerstone for our religion is Yichud Elokim, the oneness of Hashem, but left shoulder with a full heart. Means that you should be fully be in agreement, you should feel it, should be tangibly there in your life, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu Shara Rishin Mishare HaTorah. Because this is the first gate from all the gates of Torah. Without this gate, you're not going to get nowhere without knowing and understanding and accepting and feeling the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says here a statement, Uba Yichud, only the issue of the Yichud, Yichud Elohim, Yiporet HaMamin Min HaKoifer, will be the separation between the believer and the atheist. There starts the whole division between if you believe or not. Hurash Amitas Hadas, this is the beginning, this is the root, and this is the head of the oneness of our das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the religion of our Torah. Mishe noto mimena, anyone who went away from it, a little bit, dented away from the Yichud Hashem Belev Sholem, leitoche lo maise, it's not possible that ish any maise, any act should be complete for him. Leitiskaim lo yamuna, and no amuna will be substantiated, there's no amuna for him. He's missing an amuna, he's missing a maise. Vipreze, this was the beginning of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Sinai. Anoichi Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God, you God, lo yeh lochi levachem, shin have any other God. It goes together. You know that the Shtei Dibros Rishayim, the first two Dibros, we pick Gvura Shema, the end of the Sinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Hashem say? So obviously, it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God, you God, which I took out of Mitzrayim, so I'm the God. What is the second divur? Lo yeh lecho elohim acherim. You shouldn't have any other God. So usually we say simple pshat as mitzvah sasei, mitzvah lo isas. Believing Hashem is a mitzvah sasei. Believing in something else is a lo isas. Besides that, fine. But that shouldn't be two separate divurs. You see, Shabbos is ocha mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo isas. And it's all said in one divur. Okay, zocha v'shoma v'divur echad. Zohar is a mitzvah sasei, to remember Shabbos is a mitzvah sasei, Shabbos is a mitzvah mitzvah loy sasei, but this was one dibur. So, but it wasn't separate in two dibros. why Onoichi Leyelachu is two Dibrais, takes up two Dibrais. So obviously, there's the other, beside the knowing Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, because you could say Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, if we would say only Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the God you got. So fine, I'm the God you got. But that does not eliminate, it does not make me responsible to know the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes after the Yanech Hashem Elokecha, I'm the Shem Yishem, believe I'm Hashem I took you out of Mitzrayim. After who the Shem is, it's Lohiro Chirim Achirim Alpon. There's no power outside of me. It's me only, and me and me is one. And this is the Shoyer Shodas. Vizroni Achar Kenad Dinevi Adandi have been born through his Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vam Shema Yisrael, listen you, understand you, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That this Hashem, which took us out of Mitzrayim, which is Elokeinu, is our God, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, that you saw Him, that you should know that He is Hashem Echad. He is one. There is no force outside of Him. Not only there is no power outside of Him, but there isn't any element which is excluded from Him, even in a passive way. There is no power, there is no energy in this world which moves, which exists, outside of His domination. This is Hashem Echad. And that has to be understood. I will repeat myself again, which I think I mentioned before. I think this is a very fundamental kavanah to understand. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema, understand, Yisrael. Hashem, what is Hashem? Loshen Mahabe. Okay. How is Hashem written? Hashem is written Yud K Vov K. Now, let's forget about the first Yud. Hey Vov Hey. What is Hey Vov Hey? It's Hoive. What is Hoive? What's the definition of Hoive? Existence. Present. Existence. Hoive is existence. What is the Yud before the Hoive? Yud is Loshen Mahabe. Yud is Ken Yase, Oz Yoshin Moshe. Anything which is being activated, Yud is an activation. You're activating something. This is a Yud. You take the Hoive of Hashem, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you activate them on an ongoing, steady base. That's the notion, Yud Kevovke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, Hoive. He's the existence. But he's the Mahab of all existence, so therefore there's a Yud before the Hoive. Therefore there's Yud Kevovke. You put into existence every situation existence. This is Shema Yisrael, understand Yisrael, Hashem. Hashem is existence, and He puts everything in existence. Now, do you know this Hashem? Obviously you know. Elokeinu. We have been proven about this Hashem. Where have we proven about this existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It is Mitzrayim, and Kriyas Yam Suf. It's Elokeinu. The difference between us and the non-Jew, where the non-Jew has to believe in the existence of Hashem, but he has no proof to it. We have to remember that we have a proof that this great Hashem is Elokeinu Bisom. That's the exclusivity of the Am Yisrael. That Atem Eidai, Eidchem Aroyos, your eyes have seen, your eyes have witnessed, that they have speak to the way to God. And that's the only introduction. Only to us did Hashem introduce Himself. Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. I'm the God Elokecho, your God, your exclusive God. If Hashem would have said, Anoich Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God, Hashem Elokecho, I created you, it's not exclusive to us, He created everyone. That's not an exclusive private introduction, it's a general introduction. And then it wouldn't be Elokeinu, it would be Elokeinu would have gone on to the whole world. The first time Hashem said Elokecho, in Hashem, I'm the one who puts everything into existence, but this realization of this Hashem is Elokecho, is only your realization, absolutely. Why? Because Hashem Tzichum Esosam, I took out of Mitzrayim, you were there, and nobody else witnesses. So therefore the Elokim, Elokeinu, became exclusively ours. Now we say, Shema Yisrael, understand you, and understand indeed, Hashem, the overall Hashem, which puts everything in existence, that today, I'm saying simple pshat, now which Rashi says, which today, before Mashiach came, is only Elokeinu, is only our God. Only we are absolutely convinced of it, because Anoich Hashem Elokecha Shetzichu Meretz Mitzrayim. Meretz Hashem, but we say Hashem Echad. That Hashem which we are convinced of, this is B'chol Levavcha, this is Sartre Nahas, we apply this realization of Elokeinu to the oneness of Hashem in every existence, even outside of our parameters, which we have personally witnessed. So this is Mekabel Oil Machos Shemaim, Imam Lechakos Bachon, the whole world. And because we do this, now, at this moment, where Hashem is not yet recognized in the whole world, and I take this exclusive Hashem, which has to do with me and us only, Elokeinu, and I apply this Hashem to every existence, I make Hashem Echad. He has the only one power in the whole world. So what did I actually do? I did actually brought in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every presence of this world, and I broadened the limitation of Elokeinu into the whole world, that then actually will make and force the whole world one day to be convinced of this Hashem Elokeinu, as we are today convinced of Hashem Elokeinu. And that will be some Mashiach. The Mashiach will come, will be Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad, Shmoy Echad. Everyone will recognize Hashem is one, just like we only we are recognizing Hashem Echad. Just like I'm recognizing. You know, the best way to...
What? In the same way? They're going to be in death.
Absolutely, if the Mashiach will come.
How's that possible?
It's not going to be their Madrig, it's going to be our Madrig, because we imposed Hashem on them. As I would take it on a personal example, take a person, everything goes well with him, everything goes well, and there's no reason for him to believe there's Hashem behind him, to thank Hashem. Everything clapped, everything stinked in Parnassah and business and family, everything is fine. God forbid he gets involved in an airplane crash. The whole airplane is gone. He's the only one who didn't even get a scratch. He sees a million miracles. Hashem was with him. So what is, oh, now I recognize Hashem, you helped me here. From then on, he sees everything is Hashem. He owes everything to Hashem. And everything which happens to him from then on, private life, everything he will find, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much Hashem was totally ignored by him till now, but now that something happened to strike him so obviously that Hashem saved him, literally saved him.
But he's not a person who worked on his relationship with Hashem the same way he isn't worked on the relationship with Hashem over years. All of a sudden he's going to be at Armadrego.
So that's a realization. It's our Madrega that we are revealing our Kodesh Baruch Hu for the whole world. And this is our task that we're doing now before Mashiach is coming. When we conduct our life with this full amun, with the full belief that everything is involved in Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are responsible for it, and we're doing it in such a way, we leave an impression of Elohim in every sense, in every place of the world. Just we don't realize that we are actually, with this Kabbalah's Oil Machos Shemaim, Kabbalah's Oil Machos Shemaim, we receive the yoke of heavenly kingdom on this world, is not only on me. By accepting Hashem Echad, is I'm bringing down Hashem and I'm spreading Hashem's recognition, broadening it, no longer in your business field, anything that you need. And until it's not going to be fully publicized for the whole world, that's Mashiach. Malo, or as there's Hashem, the whole world is going to be filled up with the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How will that knowledge be filled up? Piece by piece, by bit. How? Every morning, every day, as we live this concept, Hashem becomes more and more Echad for the whole world until we are Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. This day going to be Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. Everyone will only give the credit only for Kodesh Baruch Hu. How will we come to that? But we're doing today. We are preparing. This is the Shutafus. This is the partnership which we have in bringing the world into the total, complete cure. I mean, this is a fundamental mistake which we have such an absolute known comprehension what Mashiach is all about. Like we have nothing to do with it, like we expect it, as we're also sitting back in Navatz and we don't move, and we just wait, Hashem, just pull me out. This is not the case. This is the case for the whole world. Yes, for the Goy, it's like that. For the Goy, we are putting it on, we are bringing down Hashem to the world. And for the world, for the Goy, is a spectator, like here you are. Yes, if the world would go on living as it went on till now, then they will be after Mashiach. Okay, let me give you a statement. After Mashiach, the whole world will be in a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we were after Kriyas Yam Suf, after Mamat Har Sinai. We had it. So for us, it shouldn't be a surprise. Unfortunately, we forgot it. So we're only getting back something which we have already. And that's the basic fundamental mistakes of Jewry. I mean, I'm talking Jewry to B'nai Torah. That we take, that Mashiach has to give me back what I lost. It's a mistake. That's the reason I have to say twice, I have to take back which I got. And only after I take back Eri Sur Nigalam Eri B'tshuva, Amisa will not be redeemed on first after the tshuva. You have to get back what you got. What you lost on your own, you have to take back on your own. And when you get back on your own what you lost, then I promise that Yom Yadi Hashem Echad Shmei Echad. Why? Because now it's different. Then you got what you got, you were in the midway, you were locked up. So you got everything, but it was only yours, exclusively. It wasn't a world witness. But imagine, we should receive a Keteire. We should be a Kabbalah Sateire. We should be Kabbalah Machar Shemaim. We should see a Kris Yamsa. We should sing out Zei Kelev Avei to recognize Hashem in every act in our time of today. Automatically becomes a Kabbalah Sateire in the whole world, because the Jews are in the whole world. And this is actually the purpose of Golus. That we have to be Mekabal or Machal Shema wherever we are, in our businesses, in any situation, wherever we go. And this brings down Hashem to the whole world. And that the difference between the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the time of Mashiach is, where Yetzias Mitzrayim is exclusive to the Jews, the Goyim had a certain awareness, but they didn't experience this. Therefore, they cannot say, Elokeinu, only we could say, Elokeinu, we experienced this. Mashiach will come. It's going to be the same thing repeated, but it's going to be for the whole world. And the biggest busha claim shame would be for a Jew who at that time it will help him that time just as help us Mitzvah Mitzvah, because so what he accomplished, I gave it to you, what did I give all these opportunities to recognize it on your own? That's even it's a Shema Yisrael, understand you, research, you have to work it up on your own. That's the whole goal. To bring down Hashem doesn't have to go to mystical proof at all. At the contrary, living a very down-to-earth, normal life, day-to-day business life, and living at 100% of Pitoira, mit Amunah im Bitochen, that's the way we bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People immediately think of mysticism, that's a Darachloga. If not, this was the two extreme ideologies which was in this in history of the world. Daramabal and Darachloga. Daramabal totally ignored the existence of Hashem. Totally not. The physical material, and that's all that dominates. There's no God. And of course, they ruined themselves. Came the Dara Floga, the opposite, they ignore the world. Everything is mystics. Everything is just climb, be spaced out. Let's go to heaven. Ignoring the existence of this world and to recognize Hashem in this world. You want to know Hashem, you have to meditate, you have to disconnect yourself from the world. That's what our task is, obviously, to bring down a Kodesh Baruch Hu into this world. We are down here, because Bokhu created us down here. So the whole world should be loaded up with Elokus. The whole world should recognize the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the task that the Jewish people are doing. So we have to do everything which we expect should happen as the Mashiach will come. It will become what has become through us. And therefore, today when we live our life in Golus, being involved and interacting with the Goyish world in any sense, in business and so on, but we always do it under the shadow of the acknowledgement of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We are spreading Hashem into this world.
The same thing with when we do this when we announce the Yid, the same
absolutely
process. No. The same, are we in the exact same level of our purpose?
Phenom from Yid, of course. In every sense. If you do it on your own, if you do it, there's one other thing which we fail to understand. It's not always the influence by you having a direct contact. Even there's nobody there, even you in your private room, even just you do thinking, nobody even hears what you say. If you conduct your personal life with the concept Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is all over, and you always, it automatically affects the outside world, and somebody's being waken up, and in my opinion, even more than you make a direct contact. Even more than you make a direct contact. In other words, if you are locked up in your private room and you act sneeristic, modestly, okay, and it means when you undress or you do dress, whatever you do, you will do it under the same fashion, under the same form as I would be there. See, probably you would act differently if I sleep in a room and I would be there. You would act differently, you would undress differently than I'm not there. Now, the fact that nobody's there, you would still do that. Why? Because Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem is here. This exercise wakes up more other Jews, alienated Jews, than you will go direct after proselytizing and talking about it. Because you have to know as follows: Am Yisrael is like is one nation, is one unit, and this one unit is the neshama of the world. The way they behave, that's the way the world reacts. When they are perfect, the whole world is perfect. When they are sick, the whole world gets sick. Okay. Now, just like in a person, in one person, when you stop feeling your feet, it numbs, your finger numbs. Okay, you don't feel it. So when you go to a small doctor who doesn't understand too much, he will start massaging your finger and your feet. But when you go to a good doctor, a heart specialist, which knows every way in which circulates the blood over there, doesn't even touch your finger. He starts making you the massage right here. Doesn't touch your finger. All of a sudden, the blood starts streaming, you get a circulation, you start feeling your finger. The better the doctor is, you don't have to relate direct where this position is. You go to the root. Am Yisrael is what? So there's a Jew, an alienated Jew, a secular Jew. There's two ways. You could go to him and talk to him, make him just make sure you're massaging him. You're massaging him over there. But if it's numb here, in the heart, and the blood circuit doesn't go, you could sometimes you bring him back, you're warming him up a little bit. I'm not ignoring it, it's nothing. But at the same time, you sitting home, you're davening for yourself and learning for yourself, and you live with the concept, and you behave accordingly, it's not only improvement in you, it opens up the veins, it opens up this bloodstream to this alienated Jews. All of a sudden, over there, he's waking up. It could very well be the one who's outside on the field and running seminars and making lectures and things in front of his eye. A kid comes back, willing to come to Shiva, and you think you did it. He didn't do it. Some assistant, the Samaritan, learns away. Nobody's there, nobody preaches on your Kodesh Baruch, who's the Kabbalah, Shema, Hashem, Hashem, Echad. He's the one who opened them up. Okay, obviously we need both doctors. We need this technician, we need this physical exercise too. So all of that is needed. But of course the physical exercise would never take credit, together with the specialist, doing both. That's the bit being done. The Tzorech Shetovin, you have to understand, Sha'perek Hazeh, Shema Yisrael Atzoifah, the whole perek of Shema Yisrael until the end, you have to understand, as it builds from point to point, it goes in order. The kolal asura ilyonim kineged aseret sadibra, the whole Shema Yisrael, the first perek, is koilin in him the 10 aseret sadibras. Vehi, which one is the 10 aseret? The first Shema Yisrael Hashem, ishetzivon ilaham and void is vorech Shema Yisrael Hashem. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem, this is the mitzvah, fin, v'noich Hashem alakecho. V'lo yizkav mekam ba'omro Shema Hashem oizim. It doesn't mean to say Shema Yisrael, say it in such a way that your ear should hear it. The emphasis on Shema is not say it loud that you should hear it. Achuzkav l'muna salev, with the Shema, understand means understand, believe in your heart. Kama sh'omer akos v'nase v'nishma. We will do and we're going to listen. We're going to listen in order to do. This means believe. V'shema to Yisrael, v'shema to lasas. If you're going to listen to Jew, you're going to do it. Same thing as Shema Yisrael doesn't mean listen, just technically listen. Shema means believe. V'chol ma'ashavah derech hazeh v'lo sh'shmi. Every time when you say Shmi means lo believing. Lo yiskav en kim laham el kabel means believe and accept. V'achar sh'yichayav en laham tim v'mitas mityusis. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Understand you Hashem. Hashem exists. Sh'yav en laham sh'elakeinu. Now you have to also not only know that He exists, but you have to understand Elokeinu, she is our God. Kama sh'omer Elokeinu. It's Anoich Hashem Elokecho. First, Anoich Hashem. You should know there is Hashem, and there is Elokecho Hashem Tzisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. Two mitzvahs. Shema Yisrael Hashem is Amunas Hashem, and then you have to know Elokeinu. It means that you be exclusively convinced that Hashem had done it. That He is one. So in the first pasuk you have three mitzvahs. In the second, one mitzvah Shema Yisrael believed you Hashem. There exists Hashem. Then believe in Elokeinu, that this Hashem is exclusive God, this is from Sam Mamatar Sinai, Elokeinu. And then comes Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad is the third mitzvah of the Shem mitzvah of Yichud. If you go into the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you will see he appoints this as a mitzvah for himself. It's a separate mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And actually the whole Shaar Yichud of Chayim is built on this third mitzvah. We're not going to build the whole philosophy of researching to come to philosophical conviction of Hashem Echad was under the mitzvah of Hashem Echad and not of Hashem. Now we have three mitzvahs. Look at how beautiful it's built. Existence of Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem. The second mitzvah, Elokeinu, is Yetzias Mitzrayim Ma'amatav Sinai. And the third one is Hashem Echad. How do you fulfill the three mitzvahs? Or everyone comes in a different element. Shema Yisrael Hashem, the belief of Hashem is absolute belief. Emunah Pshuta. No philosophy, no testimony, no evidence, except know there is Hashem. And you have no right to base that believing the existence of Hashem based on evidence. That amuna, that mitzvah is required, even yet absolute no base. And that's the reason, however the Chovis of others, I must say, he does say, if you philosophical also come to the full agreement of the existence of Hashem, you fulfill the mitzvah of amuna Hashem even deeper. But that's the opposition even to get into philosophy, to research about it, because even the second of research, when you take a hypothetical point of try to disprove it from a different angle, you already became a 1 second a koifer, which you're not allowed to be. The whole controversy of understanding through research to philosophy the existence of Hashem, the first mitzvah, is only the first mitzvah. Because the first mitzvah, you're never allowed to be 1 second in the abstention of the first mitzvah. Of the existence of Hashem, always have to be with you. And therefore it's dangerous to be philosophical about it. Because when you take philosophical, you always take 2 points. Also you try to dismantle, but even for the second, when you ask a question, you bring a raise a good question against the understanding of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that 1 second, you became a koyf, you became an apikoyres. And you have no right to be a second an apikoyres. In abstention. Not having fully amunah of Hashem. So therefore, our belief of Hashem is simple amunah. I fulfill the mitzvah of amunah, blind belief in what? Hashem exists. Then comes the second mitzvah, Elokeinu, that Hashem is mine. That is not blind belief, and this is not chakir also. That's evidence. That's obvious. That's knowledge. That we saw. Hashem Elokeinu, Mesu Ma'amatav Sinai, Mesu Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay? You don't believe that I'm sitting here. You know that I'm sitting here. And if you know that I'm sitting because you're a philosopher, you're crazy. Okay, there's no point of philosophy proving that I'm sitting here. There's no point of blind belief knowing that I'm sitting here. You know I'm sitting. That's Elokeinu. And then comes Hashem Echad. That Hashem is the absolute one. In everything is Hashem. There's nothing outside of Hashem. And Hashem is involved in every little thing. That's philosophy. That has to be, you have to be convinced of philosophy, and that could be philosophy, because even if you didn't come yet to the fully understanding philosophically, to the fully conviction of Hashem is involved in everyone, but it's not for you, you're not denying the existence of Hashem, you're not denying Hashem's exclusivity with us, but you still don't understand how is Hashem involved, and the leaf shakes over there, squirrel is climbing the tree over there, look at what does Hashem want, Hashem directly involved with it. She doesn't understand it. So she goes, but you still have Hashem. You know, Hashem is still in total control and everything, but you don't understand the way Hashem is interacting, involved in everything. So you see, in the first pasuk along Shema Yisrael, you have three basic approaches how to approach Yiddishkeit. Shema Yisrael, understand you Hashem. First, you have to believe there exists Hashem. Elokeinu, therefore you have in the Kriya Shema, you have Shema with the big ayin. Hashem Echad, the Dalet, is with the big Dalet. The Dalet together is 8. 8 is witness. You have to testify to the oneness of Hashem. And it's very beautiful. Where do we apply the word Shema? What is Shema? Understand, philosophically, as I said, right? So if you want to make a combination of 8, Ed, Ayin, Dalet, why does it start with Shema, with the first word of Shema Yisrael, and Echad, and the last? The answer is, the word Shema is not applied not to Hashem, it's not applied not to Elokeinu, it's applied to Echad. to Echad, to oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shema is connected to Shema Yisrael. The emphasis of Shema that you have to understand is only on the mitzvah, on the third mitzvah of Hashem Echad. But of Hashem Elokeinu is mit Ashma. Anoich Hashem Elokecho is not saying the mitzvah. The Seder Sadir is didn't open up Shema Yisrael understand you. Anoich Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God you got. I'm the God you got. It had nothing to do with your understanding. You have to accept it blindly. Again, it's not the Shema. This is a fact. See it. You know it. Realize that. Where is Shema needed? Only to the point of Echad. Therefore, Ed, you have to testify for one of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's connected to Shema with Echad. Now, beautiful to see is when we read the Shema, this one posik, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad, always to remember that in this first posik alone is involved the three foundations of relation to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amuna, Eidus, and Chakira. Chakira means research, philosophy, this is Shema Echad. And we also see all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in these three categories, which is Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpotim. All the mitzvahs involved in Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpotim. Okay? Now, Chukim, statue, Hashem. You don't understand, what's a Chukim? A statue, you don't understand, it's Hashem. It's Hashem. Shabbos, Pesach, is already Eidus. It's commemorate certain things, that's Eidus. This is Elokeinu. It's Elokeinu. Mishpotim is Echad. Mishpotim you have to understand. It's logical mitzvahs. You have to understand it. That's Echad. Therefore, all this three foundation, the three legs on what our Amuna stands on, that we relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu in all three ways, blindly, testimonial-wise, and philosophical-wise. Our mitzvahs, so therefore we continuously are involved in but the truth of the matter, the mitzvahs are not divided. One mitzvah is a mishpat, one mitzvah is one is a chod. The truth of it, in every mitzvah there's an element of a mishpat, in every mitzvah is an element of a chok, in every mitzvah is an element of a edus. The truth of the matter. In mitzvah, what is Moshul edus? It's a mitzvah which I received from my father. It's beautiful. I didn't research it on my own. It's not simple blind belief either. I got it from my father. It's also simple from edus. Something which you do simple, it's chok. That's Hashem wants, that's in Yifachot. In every mitzvah, as much you understand, you always have to, there's some insight into this mitzvah, which is pure chok. You're doing that because there is Hashem, and Hashem told me to do it. It is Hashem. Then there is a mitzvah which you understand, it's a testimonial mitzvah, that's Elokeinu. And then there is the element of understanding the mitzvah, the benefit of mitzvah, this is the chilek of Hashem Echad. Therefore, this first posik is the foundation of every morning, of every night. If you have this incomplete, you are Baruch Hashem driving on all three engines. The airplane of the Jew flies on all three engines. Okay? Once Chas V'Sholom, an engine blows, if Chas V'Sholom in the Echad, you're missing the Echad, you didn't do it, you still fly on two engines. Therefore, it's not dangerous to be philosophical about the Echad. If you miss a point, you still have a backup of the two engines. Chas V'Sholom, you're missing out in Elokeinu and in Echad. You're still existing on one engine. But Chas V'Sholom, if you're missing this one engine of Hashem, it's nothing. There cannot be Elokeinu Echad without Hashem. Hashem is the absolute. Therefore, this is not founded not on Chakira, not on testimony, not on commemoration. Pure blind belief. If you see, most of the Jews have this amunah. Most of the Jews really have to ask a certain, do you believe in God? Yes, I believe. I believe in existence. What man, we doesn't know anything. Hashem, he believes. It's a belief. He can't justify, he can't say anything. So what? He doesn't know, can't explain himself. This is, every Jew is being born with this Likuda Pnimis of the existence of Hashem. To take this Hashem, to become a convinced Hashem Elokeinu, that's my God, you have to start learning, that you have to get involved. And then after learning, the more you steig in Echad, there's endless, endless, endless of learning. There's no person who has completed, fulfilled his mitzvah of Hashem Echad. Because only the person who could see that he completed Hashem Echad, they could see that he's always high, always accomplished, always achieved. He always is with Hashem. You never see variation in this person. That means he's always with Hashem Echad. And therefore, there's an ongoing continuous avoidance of Hashem Echad, the third part, the Yichud Hashem. Further, so here we see the three mitzvahs. ואחר שחם לי להם המיתוס מציוסי, חם להם כאלוקי, כמו שהוא אלוקי, ואחר חם להם כאחד אמס, כמו שהוא השם אחד. ואחר שחייבנו להם לקו השלוש שינות מאלו שלחמנו, after you had accepted these three basic things, by the way, what do we say quietly, after you said שמעת שם כאן שם אחד, בורך שם כבוד מלכוס על העולם בועד. It's not in the Torah. This passage is not in the Torah. It's not in the Kriya Shema. And therefore we're saying it quietly. But actually, why is it not in the Torah? Because the Torah has been given, the Torah could only be experienced and practiced only in this world. And it's going to come Mashiach, it's going to be the Olam HaTikun, that many mitzvot of the Torah will not be practiced because it's already been accomplished. If I may say, a moshel, when you go to the moon, you have a big rocket, a big taxi there, right? But once you landed to the moon, you're getting out of the rocket. You don't ignore the rocket. Maybe you want to go back. Maybe you're going to reuse it. But there's no business for you to being in the rocket once. The Torah, Kaviyochel, is the rocket which brings us to the tikkun, brings us to the fulfillment, to the completion. Once we got there, there's no point being in the rocket. So therefore, the mitzvahs of the Kolamiyad and Yom Vitolim, all the halos will be bottled. We're not going to have to practice Pesach, we're not going to have to practice all the time, because it's a vehicle which carries us. It carries us there. So therefore, Torah is a vehicle. Torah is not yet there. When we have accomplished, Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Avod, we speak about it. Boruch Blessed Shem is the name, Kavod Anam Malchus Elohim Kingdom, Elohim Avod for everlasting life. We're talking ready for the Olam HaTikun. So by taking these three mitzvahs and declaring it all the time and taking on and living under the concept Shema Yisrael Shem Elokim Shem Echad V'yom Yisrael Shem Echad Shem Echad, if all of us would live in this concept, we would get there, this realization and this acceptance presently, which Hashem is Echad, is actually an input and a completion in the Olam V'od. Therefore we say it quietly because we are not there yet. We're not there yet, but since I was mekabel oil machus shemayim and united these three mitzvahs, and I took on my function of the day should be based on these three mitzvahs, I'm saying why I'm doing it. This is building the future. Therefore, melochim, the melochim are envy, will be said. That's the reason we're saying it quietly. One of the reasons is melochim shouldn't hear us saying. Why are they envy? Because the melochim is great, they are, but they have no input into the future. They're not building the future, and they're jealousy. They are jealous at us. As little we are, as great they are, but one thing, we have an advantage. We are building the future, we are partners in the future, when they are spectators to the future or to the present. And when they could see that you little menshele, you could be mekabel oil machus shemayim and take on Hashem in every moment of today's life, and whatever you accomplish is not only accomplishment in this moment, it's actually building the future, the oil matikun. They're jealous. It's a jealousy. No, they don't boast about it. They say it quietly. Okay. Let me read here. Okay. Let me read continue. Before we continue to going further, we are in the first page of Shara Yichud, explaining the... He goes further. We finished yesterday the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad. I just want to make one further explanation. Yesterday we explained Shema Yisrael is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we mentioned these three mitzvahs in this one Pasuk, which are the fundamental basic mitzvahs of Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael, understand you. First Hashem, exists Hashem. That has to be, that's belief. There's no philosophy, and there's also no witness to that testimony, because the Hashem is much before everything was created. You have no testimony from before. That's Hashem. That's a munapshuta Hashem. Then comes Elokeinu Hashem, which is our God, for Eidus. The first one is Chukim. Now comes Eidus, which is testimony. What is testimony? Yes, Mitzrayim, Mamat, Harsina, Kriyas Yam Suf. Yidiyas Hashem, Da'atzem Kevich, V'chol Ha'om, Ro'im Es HaKoylos, Enechem Ro'is, Atem Eda, you are my testimony. Yeah, but in the order of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is Chukim, Elokeinu is Eidus, it's Yidiyah, and that's obviously, it's not philosophy, it's not understanding, it's not logic, it's there, you see it, if you may not understand it. our job is to make from this two awareness, one, the belief of the absolute Hashem, the essence of Hashem, and the two, that Hashem, which is obviously go down to me, we should make of it Hashem Echad. What is Hashem Echad? To bring Hashem in to everything, to unify Hashem in every presence of our life, in every presence of this world, that at any point in this world, we should know that this Hashem is there, even if we don't, that's Mishpat, and to understand the way Hashem interacts. Okay? And then we said further, Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchisoi La'olam Vod. And we explained yesterday, the Yud Kevov Kehoive, and said, you see, when the name of Hashem, the way it's written, why is it written? Yud Kevov Kevod, Yud Kevod, existence. Yud, we make him into existence, steady, in a chav. We call him Adoin Oy. So Adoin, he's the master, and he's my master. I bring him down, the Yud, I bring him down in every presence of me. This is them. And we explained to Yaakov and Yisrael, right? So there's here three elements. There's Hashem, the existence of Hashem. Now, if I'm going to make it like this, then you got the name of Hashem is right here, Yud, Hey, Vov, Hey. Okay, I'm not writing it out because I'm. Okay, this is a Hey, Yud, K. Come and sit down here. Say Yud, K, Vov, K. Now, take away the Yud. What is remaining here? Hoyve, existence. Hashem is existence. If I add the Yud to the Hoyve, what does it become? Yehave. Is always making to exist. So we understand the Mitzvah Elokis Hoyve, his existence. My job is to add the U to it. The Goy also have to believe in this Hoyve, that Hashem exists, okay? To say, hey, both hey. Hoyve, Hashem is in existence, everyone has to believe. What is our specialty, that we make a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mehave, every, the Yichud Hashem is, the Hoyve, the existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Mehave, is putting into existence all existence. As the Rambam says, this is what we have to believe and know. Everything comes right, this presence in every situation, Hashem is Mehave. If the leaf shakes on the tree, comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's desire, he wants to have it and has an end goal in himself. Also, of course, I can't understand it. My limited mind can no way understand what is the ultimate end goal in every movement that Hashem is Mahava. So what did we do? We took to the existence of Hashem, which is Hoyve. He's in existence, and we put in a Yud. And that's the Yud gave of K. We made him as a Mahava. Okay, this is our job. Now, when I know, when I made the Hoyve, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the existence, all the existence coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so how do we spell out Hoyve? In Adoin. He's the master. If he's the Hoyve, he's the only existence, so obviously he's the master. Now, there's nobody else, Einoid Milvad, there's nobody outside of him. So he is Adoin. But since I made from the Hoyve a Mahave, that's a continuously putting things to existence, by putting a Yud to the Hoyve, we make a Yud to Adoy, becomes Adoy Noi. It's mine Odin. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is existence and he is Odoy. But what is my input? My input in, I put a Yud here and I put a Yud in here. If I made them as a Yud Kevovke, I made Adoy, this overall global master, Noi, my individual private Hashem. This is Hashem Elokeinu. This is Elokim, Hashem, which is Adoin. Now, obviously, this is Yud Kevovke, and Adoin is actually Elokim. He also is the master. You have to be fearing him. It's Elokim. But it's just like you made Yud Kevovke, that's everything you made, this Elokim, Elokeinu. This is represented in this Yud. When you had accomplished this, when you had accomplished this part, that this, you added the Yud here, and therefore you become nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Yud here. Okay. Then you become automatically honored. You become automatically honored, totally humble. Now, honored is how the person saying, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Ekev Anova is Yiras Hashem. Automatically get Yiras Hashem. You become automatically natural. You become automatically natural, humble thing. Now, honored is Ekev. Ekev. This is called Anova. Yeah? So that's a result from Hoive. You see, I'm taking always the Shoidish from the word. Hoive is Hashem is the Hoive, the existence of everything. Therefore, he's the Abdoin, he's the master of everything. As a result, I'm an Akev. I am the heel of everything. I'm nothing. Yeah? But who made me to realize that? Yeah, because I had added a huge heel. I made them as a Mahave Hakod. I'm always depending on him on an ongoing basis. Therefore, became Adonai, my continuous ongoing master in every presence. I become Yaakov. I made myself Akev. And a continuous making myself Akev. You understand? Now, because as I finish this homework that I made from Hoive and Mahave, Yudkevovke, I made from Adoin, I made them Noi, my. Therefore, I had made Akev, I made myself Yaakov, I made myself an honest, yeah? I gained the name, my special name of Israel. Now, what is Israel?
How did you get the Adoin from here?
Because
you
Why? Because I
know about the Yuds, but I mean, how do you put Adoin over there?
Because if Hashem is the Hoive, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the master, automatically, if Kodesh Baruch Hu is the existence of everything, automatically is the Adoin of everything. The outcome of Hoive is Adoin. If I'm your master, if I'm your existence, I'm your master. See?
Right.
Hoive makes Adoin.
Okay.
And that makes Akev.
Okay.
And that makes also Sar. Kale. Sar means the control,
ruler.
The ruler, Kale, it's Hashem. Okay? All of this is not of you doing. This is existence. Hoive, Hashem is in existence. Therefore, he's the master. Therefore, you are nothing. Therefore, you're making Kodesh Baruch Hu as a ruler and in every presence. Sar, Kale. But what is our input? We receive the gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The youth. What is the youth? It says, because we know. Bereshis Bore Elohim, beginning Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, says the Zohar Kodesh and Targum Yohanes, and the Chochmah Sabore Almin. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with Chochmah. What is the Torah? It's Taka Brashi, what is the Torah? Is Chochmah Hashem. It's Chochmah Hashem. As you say, Kulam, the Chomorabu Masecho Hashem, how great, how multiple is your deeds Hashem, everything you're doing, Kulam, the Chochmah Sisa. Everything has been accomplished by Chochmah, with the Chochmah Torah. Yeah, in this Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Hashem, no Salon is Torah, no Salon is Torah Semes. Bukhabone Kalam and Osan gave us this Chochmah. And Chochmah is called Yud. Chochmah is called Yud. Chochmah is non-destructible. The Ra'al says a Yud is non-destructible. Take a Yud. What is a Yud? Yud is a dot. Whatever you're going to do with a Yud, it's always going to remain a Yud. Soon you're going to see a beautiful thing. A Yud always going to make, cut the Yud in two, it's two Yuds. But no matter what you do with a Yud, because Yud is non-destructible. Kulam b'chochma siso, elokus, the unity, the yichud elokim is non-destructible. Whatever you cut off in this world, you're going to find elokus. And beautifully, today's technology has proven that you take any molecule, you take any article, gene, defined in every gene, defined the essence of man, and they could take out the essence of man from anything. Not as we used to think once, that you take a sperm, there could a person be, but nothing else. No, they could find the microscopic revelation, which you could detach things, you could always bring out, you find the essence of the absolute in every little thing, and if you had not found, they already believe in it, they know it. It's the only thing we didn't, our limitation of discovery was still yet limited. Now, our job is to the yud which you receive from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Chochmah, Kulam b'Chochmah Sisa. From this yud, what should we do? We should make from Hoive Yahave. We should put in, this is the Shara Yichud, we should make Kodesh Baruch Hu involved in every given thing. Therefore, I make from Adoim, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu master, Anoi, my overall master. Every minute I accept Hashem over me. Therefore, for my essence of Anove, of Yaakov, which I am, I become Yaakov as a yud. Now, of course, the end result, Kodesh Baruch Hu Sar came, I got the gift of Yisroel. You, Yisroel, since I had added this Chochmah, so from Yudke Vovke in Hashem, which is Adoy Noi Yaakov, then after accomplishing this mission, you become Yisroel. And this is our final. So what have we added in this world? We didn't edit anything. All these things was there. All we added, we put them into existence in every respect. We put them into existence. So therefore, we said this: Shema Yisroel, Hashem. Okay, we made Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem b'meit elokim, with Hashem, the existence of Hashem, b'meit elokeinu, we recognize that you are doing noi, in every respect, we made my God, and this is not, this is amuna, okay, this is amuna, this is yediya, that you have to know, and this is weiter chukim, and this is edus, okay, and then the end result is that we make from that Hashem echod. Hashem Echad, the end result is, Hashem Yaakov becomes Israel, and this is already a mishpat, this is something which you have to know with philosophy, how you humble and how you getting the, as a gift, as a result of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? And this is already Chakira. This part has to be accomplished only through Chakira. When we accomplish this mission, we say, Baruch Hashem Kavoid Malchisoi, Le'olam Vo'ed. Blessed should be the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavoid, Hashem, Kavoid, Malchusoi. You see three things? Burich Shem, the name of Hashem, which is there. Kvoid, we made from Hashem Adonai. We gave Kvoid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tni Oiz Lelokim. Burich Shem Kvoid. Malchusoi, we made Kadosh Baruch Hu Malchus. We humbled ourselves to Yud Eked Yaakov. We got the name Israel. And this accomplishment will stay there. Le'olam, forever. Vo'ed. That is forever. Eternity. Now, how do you spell Vo'ed? This is Vo'ed, yeah? What is Ed? Testimony. What is Vof? We make the testimony. Vo'ed. This is our testimony. And in Shema, we had Shema and Echot. This was Ed. Shema Yisrael, the purpose of unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by making this full combination, that it should become Le'olam Vo'ed. This is the Ed, Le'olam Vo'ed. Eidus, when you say Eidus, Hashemah Yisrael, Hashem HaKem, Hashem HaKod, you're telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, Le'olam Vo'ed. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is there anyhow. But we, the Vov, is our input. And what is Vov? The Maral says, the Vov is a Hemshech of a Yud. You take a Yud and you bring him down, and becomes a Vov. That's your accomplishment, you bring him down. So when we at work with this Yud, with the Kulam B'chok Mosiso, we have this four Yud. From this four Yud, in the language of Safrus, okay, the everything has a space, and the four spaces of a yud is a vav. Four spaces of a yud. You take if a sefer makes one yud, it makes the other yud. A four yud, that is a regular normal vav. So by accomplishing this four yuds, our four yud makes it vo'ed. This is we bore down the yud, the chokhmah, into down that we are capable and we testify to Hashem Baruch Hu. And this is edus. So this Shema Hashem Kshecha, this Ed became Bo-Ed in the end, and this is going to remain forever for eternity. This will make time for eternity.
These two higher levels of the years seem to be easier to accomplish than by the
if you accomplish those two things, Akev is automatic result. Akev is automatic result.
But
that you honor.
That you worked on as by Chakira.
Now, what is Chakira? It means
it's like thinking through logical.
Because but philosophy.
Lower level already.
No, the philosophy is the youth of Akev. Akev is automatically that you know you're nothing because of this, and then you bring in this nothingness in every part of your heart. The more you think that was Avraham Avinu, the more he saw Hashem, and more humble he became. Lahav lahalof elef avdolos. I would say I will quote Einstein's word. The more I look in the beauty of nature, the more humble and respectful I become for the Creator. This is Chakira. The more you see Elokus in everything, the more humble you automatically become. This is Yud Eikev. And as a result, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you back, and actually, Yisrael is Le'olam Vo'ed. This is so, this is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is manifest in Yaakov. Israel. Israel becomes Lo'olam Vo'ed. Therefore, Malachim have nothing to do in Israel. They have nothing because they haven't got this Eidus. Therefore, we say it quietly. Now, you see a beautiful thing. We said a Yud is non-destructible. Therefore, Kulam B'Chokh Mesisa. Therefore, the Yud is in every part. The unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every time. When you take the way Yud is written in Safras, that's a Yud. You see, if you realize in the Yud, there's four Yuds. Every Yud is written in four Yuds. Here you have one yud. You see this cut? There's a cut here. Is one yud. Here you have other yud. And here you have other yud. And then you have the overall yud. The big yud. A yud, the way it's written in Safra should be meduyak. There's the koitz elyon, the keser. It's called the keser. There's the koitz yamim, It is the quite small. It is, and by the way, this is this is missing. This is missing. Definitely, yud is missing. It's not kosher. It will be David. And the quite small is the machloikas. But they also, every muhuda, they think you're always going to see. What you see in a yud, you see four yud. Those are the four yud.
How
now,
do you see them?
Here's a yud. One yud, two yud, three yud, and the overall. The way the yud is written in Safros, that you must have, it has to be pointed, like mm-hmm. when you round them all, there's a yud in himself. You round the yud yourself, there's a yud in himself. Mm-hmm. So what do you see here? Four yuds. This is a yud. This is, I mean, it doesn't have to be as long. It could mm-hmm. be a point. Here you have four yuds, and then you have this yud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have four yuds in it. Now this yud, now in Kabbalah, I mean, I'm not trying to. You see, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Arba Oisius, everything is divided in four, because Yud is divided in four. Therefore, we have in numbers also four numbers. We have ones, we have tens, we have 100, and we have 1,000. Everything goes in four. Because the one of, what is one? Yud is, Hashem is one. Yud is a point, an undividable point. But the undividable point, the Yud, is still divided in four. Because the way Yud was given down should be divided in four. That's the Shem Shel Arba Oisius. But actually, really everything manifested in the point, which of the Yud Kulam, this is Choch. The Yud overall is Chochma. Now, this the Koitz Elyon. The Koitz Elyon, okay? This is the Koitz Elyon. This is in Yud Ke Vovke. He said, this is Chochma. This has been called Chochma. Yud is Kulam Chochma Sisa. The He is Bina. Vov is the older other spheres, this Malchus. Chesigvir Tves Nesachoid Malchus is Vov. And the Heba is Malchus. I'm not going to elaborate on it. What is Keser? Keser is the something which above Chochma, the first thing, is the Kotshal Yud, the point of the Yud. It's right there. There is less machshavat fisibachar. There we have no. We speak always in the yud. So we see this all four yuds is right manifested in this little one yud. And once we do this, actually we divide it and we make full of the yud. The yud extends himself into the vav. That you're bringing down the vav, and therefore it becomes lo oilam voed to the ed of Shema Yisrael, of your accomplishment of ed. You make testimony to this voed, but it's eternity forever. Now we see the job is to make from the Yud, bring him down into Vav, and this is our final accomplishment. If we bow down this Yud all the way down to Yisrael, to Anoy, Yaakov, Yisrael, the four Yuds, is a counselor, Oinam Vohat, for eternity. Now we see a beautiful thing. If you remember, I used to say many times, one of the quotes of Rabbi Weissman, that Kitshe B'richa Raisa V'Yisrael Chad is actually mentioned in the Torah, quoted into the Torah. And I'm not going to elaborate on it now, only say the point. Hashem, Torah is right quoted out in the beginning of the Torah, from Breishis, from the Tov of Breishis. If you count in between Tov, Vov, Reish, Hei, as much the numbers is Yisrael and Hashem, will come out Torah. Take the gematria of Yisrael and Hashem, will come out Torah. Go to the end of the Torah, Ashrechem Yisrael, much as fortunate are Yisrael. Go to the Lamed of Yisrael, count backwards how many letters, as how much letters together is Torah and Hashem. That's a Torah 611, Hashem is 26, 637. So when Ashrechem Yisrael, from the left Ashrechem Yisrael, and that Lamed of Yisrael, come backwards, 637 letters, will spend out Yisrael. Comes to the center of the Torah, it's spelled out the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, because in the beginning it's spelled out Torah, in the end it's spelled out Yisrael, in the center it's spelled out Hashem. So what is the center of the Torah? If anyone remembers, Go Choin. Okay? Go. And there's a big vav, gochoin. Remember, there's a vav rapse, a big vav. The center of the Torah is a vav, a big vav. And actually, the answer is, if you take the gematria of Torah and Yisrael together, which is 1152, go from the vav, the gochoin, count 1152 letters backwards, and then come to a hey. Again, 1152, then come to a yud. You said you have it in yud, k, vav. Go forward, you find the k. Yud, k, vav, k, spelled out in the center of the Torah by the vav of from the center of the Vav, and it actually comes out. Now, what is the Vav here? It's the Vav of Yud K, Vav K. Okay? So you could see, Yud K, Vav, that's the Vav. That's the question. Why, obviously, you see this beautiful Gematria, which is very unbelievable. So So fine, you could see. So Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find himself a nicer vov that he should, but his vov than the vov the Gochad. Kadosh Baruch Hu took his vov, the Yudke vov K, and put him in to the vov the Gochad. The answer is this: Yudke vov K. Yud is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yud is everything. That's everything is in Yud. Hoyve is ready. He makes into existence. Okay, the first two letters Yud K. Ki v'koh Hashem tzuvim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created both words with Yud K. Yud is Rach Nizdik, the Olam, this is the Him, Shemaim. Hey, is this word? Kibakoh Hashem, Tzir Olam, Kibakoh Hashem, Tzir Olam, what is Vovke? Vovke is actually a duplication of Yudke, Vovke. Yudke, Yudke. Actually, it's Yudke, Yudke. However, this Hey, the same thing as this Hey. However, this, why is there other Hey? Because we have Yaakov, we have Yisroel, that we should put it, make out of it. Why is it put? Because Vovke give this Yud in the second after that, that should be extended down, should be able to come down. This is the Bechira. Give Akulam Chachma Sisa, give Chachma down to this world, that we should discover this Yud. And we discover this Yud, we should fill in the Hay. How do you spell Hay? Hay is spelled two Hays. That's Hay. Milui of Hay is Hay. It's many ways, but let's take it that way. Because there's two Hays. Because Baruch created the world in his share, but he gave us to fill in. That we should make we should make it. How do we make it? He gave us the Yud. How did he give the Yud? He let this Yud extend it down, coming down to us. And it comes the Yud, became a Vov. Like we said, Lo'ilam Voed. We recognize the Yud coming out. But this Bechir of Yud, that we should be able, this is the unbelievable power of man, which man has. To what extent has Bechir of Yud given this Yud, given that it should be come down? As I said, a Vov is an extension of a Yud. The Chokmas Hashem comes down. How much? Could come down all the way, Vov wraps, it's a big Vov, all the way to the Vov of the belly of the Satan, which is the verse, the bottom of Tumah. Because Bok had filled, let himself go down to the Mentes Shabbat Tumah, to the verse. What is our job? And job is, that's for sure, not to let it go down, in case we did find out down, and if we find ourselves in the bottom of the Tumah, we should climb all the way back to the top, all the way back to Kuzba. That's about Shuvah. In the worst place you are, wherever you are, Yishami Kabetz Hashem, you could really go back. No, Andalun is not a vote. Andalun is
a
So wait a second. No. Here is a good question. Yes, a good question. What do we have to make? So actually, what do we have to make from a vote? What should you make from a vote rapture? The vote rapture is there. I'd extend that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Yud, and brought him down to the bottom of the bottom. Okay? So this was a Yud, this is the Yud. I brought him down as a regular Vov, this is fine, as four Vovs, that's the regular, four Yuds, because the Yud has been extended into four, and four made it, Loilom Voed, but if I was wrong, what did I do? I extended even further down into the Vov, the Gochay. How do you cure it? I do Tshuva. How do you Tshuva? It's there. All you do, now look here, you take, let's say this is a big Vov, okay? Make out of it a Nun. Okay, bend the head and bend the bottom. Bend them in, so it's number of Vov. Now it became, number a long Vov, it became a Nun. Okay, it became a Nun. You kept it. You kept the Vov. And by capting it, by bending the bottom into, and the top in, that's a Nun, right? In Torah, this is a Nun. How is that a Nun? What is a nun? How does sofres dig, aloha dig a nun? A nun is when you take a vav, as a certain thickness as a vav, okay, this is a vav, and you add a kolmus of a yud. You add a yud down, a yud here, that's a vav. That's a nun. If you make an extra yud here, it makes a vase, okay? Makes a kof. But you only made one kolmus, you made a yud here, a yud here, becomes a nun. So it comes out, if I have an extra large Vov, by adding an extra U to the four U's, we have been given permission for this U dividing four, this is the U, the four U's which I just explained, Hashem, Adonai, Yaakov, Yisrael. But if I add it longer, if I extend them longer, it becomes a long Vov, that's Kochon. If you want to cure it, you do Tshuva, you just bend them in, okay, it becomes a U, like it becomes a Nun, right? Now you see a beautiful thing. Take the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take this full name, okay? The corresponding of Hashem, Yud Kei Vov Kei, to Adonai, as we spell it out, the Yud goes to Aleph, okay? The Hey goes to Dalet, the Vov goes to Nun, and the Hey goes to Yud. What do you see now? Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the corresponding to the Vav is a Nun. When we take this Vav, and we mechaven, actually by the four times when we bow down in Shemen Esra, we have four Kriyas in Shemen Esra. Right? Right in the beginning, Mogen Abraham, Moedim, and by Chol Chaim. Tashim Chol Chono El Ahoyles. And one of the simple kavonas is, when you bow down, every time, how do you bow down? First you bow down, and then you lift yourself up. When you bow down, the kavonah is when you go down, Baruch Atah Hashem. So when you bow down Hashem, you say the word Hashem. You have to be mechav when you bow down, the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You break the Yud, you bring down the Yud into the world. So you bring in the good loyal word, bring down this Yud. When you bring this in, when you get up, you bring back the Aleph from Adoy. And you might, that's the Shiluf and Havaya and Adna. Together this is 91, this is 26, this is 65.
Why wouldn't you get up as an Adon?
What?
Why wouldn't you?
Because you're saying that the real Kavona is, and I think we spoke about last time, the Gagor says that the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, you have to be real Machav not if not Yoytze. And also in the four Shemas of the first Shemen Esrei. When you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Hashem, you have to look in front of you and to see this as Yud Kei Vav Kei. But spelling out Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So you have a shiluv of these two things. You imagine Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it's pronounced Adoy. Together, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Adoy Noi is 65. Together, it's 91. That's Omein. Omein is 91. Therefore, Chazal said, God lo oine, yesem in amavorech. Those who answer Omein is great to the one who says. Because the one that's about Phila only says Adoy Noi. Only says 65. You're my master. And you say Omein. Mishal of Havaya, and that's the Shiluf in Havaya for Adna, is 91.
Twice 91 is
182. Twice 91 is Yaakov. Beautiful. Okay. Okay, beautiful. It's 182. Twice 91.
Yaakov
okay.
Plus Satan is Israel.
So it continues to further. Because Yaakov, he stepped on Satan. How did he step on Satan? He made from the Vov de Gochav, from the Vov Rapse. He made a Vov. By bending it. Now, how do you bend it? So we say, when you bow down, you bring down the Yud, and you connect back the Aleph. When you bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you become the Akev of Yud. You know, Akev, you're bringing it down, you machnir yourself to the Yud. So you bring that back, you bring Adonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. You're connecting this to it. Then, when you, the second Mamogen Avraham, that's Avraham, it recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally. So when recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see the Hay. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, you see this part of Elokeinu. So you bring down the hay off of him, and you bring back Adoy. Dalet is Dalet, like total Akev. That's Dalet, total Akev. Dalet is less than a klum. He haven't got anything of you. And recognize that you bring back that, connecting Dalet with hay. Okay. Then you realize Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this Yud in a Vov. This is a Yud, but let it you extend it down. So you say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I bring you back a Nun. And I'm not letting the Vav to go down to avoid the Gochon. I'm going to bend them, and it's going to become instead Chas V'Sholem a Vav, this Yud of Yir. You're letting him down into this world. You're bringing it down, but you're not bringing it down into Vav the Gochon, into the Mem Teshara Tumah. But you're capping him by making him a Nun. So this way, he's not going lower. Then finally, this is what Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu avoid. Yud Kei Vav Kei. You made from this Hey, as this Hey, you become recognized. Also, you Yisroel. You become a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you bring that this original Yud, the Yud that your Kodesh Baruch Hu let down by this Vav. First you kept him as a Nun, and then you really bring him back with the original Yud. This Yud comes back, it comes like one circle, and you bring, and that's the Emzig Yichud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, now what he said, which is beautiful, and together this is 91. When you becoming a partner with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's twice 91. It's manifesting yourself this message that becomes Yaakov. And by this becoming Yaakov, you won over Satan. That's by the Sarah Shal Israel gave. And what's with the, when you became twice Omein, you became twice Yaakov, so the Kodesh Shimcha Yaakov is still Kodesh Shimcha, because now you have subdued the Satan, you purified also the Satan. So Satan with Yaakov is coming out to Yisrael. And according to all this which I told you now, you will understand the beautiful thing what the Gemara says in Brochas. The Gemara says in Brochas, the one who does not bow down on Moedim, his chut hashedra, his spine, turns into a snake. Why exactly Moedim? Because there's four hashtachvois. There's four times we bow down. This is the first hashtachvois, the beginning of Shemen Esrei. This is Mogen Avraham. And Vov and Nun is Moedim. What is its function? Both you bring down the yud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world, but you make sure it should be kept as a nun. But if you don't bow down, Chas V'Shalom, this comes down straight, becomes the wolf of Gochel, of a snake. That's the snake. I can't understand this part. And I gave you a little bit of a glance, of a little bit of explanation. I mean, now these things which are said here, you should know this is not mystics, it's not Kabbalah. This is something which you could live continuously. Every Shemin Esre, every Shema Yisrael Shem Elokim Shem Echad, every Tvil in a Mikveh, this is one simple Jews used to live this. This is not spaced out things. The Gros says that you have to be Mechavan, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokim, the Shem has to be, the Shiluf of Havai and Adne has to be always done. We have to understand what is all these things. And we do see that everything is divine, in every area, this is Eidus Chukim and Mishpotim, this is Pshat Remesh Rashad, which is every Jew has to know. This is a part of Avodas Hashem. It's not just knowing extra things which you could go by without it. You can't be an excited Jew, you can't be a joyful Jew, feeling what you accomplished, unless you could find in every mitzvah. So now when you do a certain mitzvah, which is a chok, you do a certain mitzvah, it's a total chok. So now you're busy with you. You connect it to the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Yeah. Then you're doing in Pesach, you're doing in Chanukah Tefillin, which is Eidus. Now this is the beautiful mitzvah of Eidus, the mitzvah of Yud Kei. And then it comes the mitzvah of Mishpat. There is Chakira, this is Yichud Hashem, this is Vov is really by bringing down the Yud into down to try to understand and to multiply it and divide them in all facets to understand it. But make sure it shouldn't go too far. If you go too far, you make chikira too far. It's going to go into the wolf, to the clipper. It's going to go involve the gocha, and you have to be able to cap him. So you always end result is you become total akev, subject to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then comes the hay achra, and these two hays becomes filled. Because actually, eventually, we take this wolf, we bring him all the way back to Yud as it was. This is this Yud. So it becomes, so he bring back all the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave himself down, and Abim Avat must bring yourself out, and that becomes Yisrael. But you totally you're rooting totally up the Sultan, the Akela Yochanan. Okay, so let's learn the little bit first. Okay. Yediyah Chakira. Now, we're going to the first page of Shari Yichud. The Achiken Yichiyovnu. Now that we had already spoken about these three things which you mentioned, which is the three things? Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, this is the three things. Netzach mehem, we go further, now comes next, what comes to next? What is next? We have a second, we talk about in the Torah, not what we are saying, which we are adding. But in the Torah, after Shema Yisrael comes, is actually also Vahavta is a void. What is Ahavas Hashem? Is Eidus, that we really, when we took these three concepts of Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, what is the end result of understanding, uniting these three things? That you become loved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become an excited Jew. An excited, loving Jew is testimony to Hashem. So Baruch Hashem Koed, therefore in the Torah, the Torah does not mention Baruch Hashem Koed, Malchus HaLoilom Boed. Which in essence is testimony. This Yud becomes a vote, becomes Eidus of Shema Echad, Shema Yisrael, Shema Echad, it becomes Eidus. Hashem don't say it, practice it. How? If you really accomplish by the knowledge of these three things, you become in love, become excited with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And seeing an excited B'simcha the Geyid in any circumstances, that's the greatest Eidus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, testimony to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course, we want to have extra input into making ourselves excited and have the Shem Elokecha, so we say quiet to Baruch Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the final goal. But this could be manifested without saying by presence. So therefore, we connected to it. We have a sekel b'leiv sholem. Now he could love a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a full heart. B'seiser u'begolu, hidden wise u'begolu, in open wise. B'nafshenu with our life, b'madenu with all our possession. Of course, if you bow down the yud in every presence, yud gave up. You bow down a Kodesh Baruch Hu in every part of. So all there isn't a penny in your life which is not dedicated to this Yichud Hashem. There isn't an experience of life in Yichud Hashem. So is automatically. So now we can understand How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu command such a thing? It's either there, either it's not there, it could be commanded. The more you unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fulfill Shema with understanding, using all these three elements, Amunah, Yediyah, Chakira, you make Shema Hashem HaKem Hashem Echad, the end result is, after Shem Echad, automatically Gulal Hashem B'chol Levavchu, Chalash B'chol Medech. So, Kibani Osir Levayer V'hinyan, as I will further explain all this in B'shar HaHavis HaGel Be'ezitzu, is not his last Shar of Abuchoy V'Salvobas is a Havis Hashem. Just like for us, the end result of all the void of Yichud is Vahafta. So therefore, but he divides it in 10 gates, but they are going to explore what is the Havas Shem in the lesson. Now that in Kriya Shema has been the result is Vahavas, now then goes further, Lahazel Chavisal Vovers. Now it says, now that you have everything, now you have to remember all the things in your Ba'amr, Ba'oyadvorim, Ma'el, Shnach, Musafchem, Allah, Bavecho. Lord Salam, Shabdu, to Bikem, and Lipcho, you should attach it to your heart, to Tamim, Ba'am, Matzvonecho, should really believe. In every part of your life, in every point, the Chayv Salvovitz should be Mechayev you, the heart should be Mechayev you, in every part of your life, just as equal as you think about Yichud HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We all, there's many Jews, when it comes, would you be koyf and akud v'chas v'shon? You'd give your life v'simcha and you would say, "Abeschus avent and kiri Hashem." How about every little nisoyim which you have in life, which you have to give up? Should you give it up just as excitedly, yichud Hashem? He says, "But everything which you say, Hashem 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 Echad, Hashem Echad Levav Echad Nafshu Echad." Yeah, we're talking about the essence kfira. You totally dedicated. He says the Torah, yes, everything that you accomplish now, v'adurim el shnechum tzachon alav avecho. You should adurim in every part of chesed. So it should be on your heart. So it should become chinuch v'sam b'vavam tzvenecho. After you come to Chol Levavcho, now Mitzvah Abraham bring out the Mitzvah in action. Shem Kolim at Diversia, the knowledge ended in Kumo Shem Mishnan to Levanecho with Vartobam. Now you have to learn it, take him apart, you have to chaver. Shem Lelocho Ben. And if you're not going to have a son, Altos Men Ilas Kioskos, don't learn all because you have a son. You have to learn it. First you have to teach it further to your children, something which is excited about, you give automatically over to your children. But even if you don't have children, with the Bar Tobam, you yourself have to continuously dwell in it and learn in it. Even if you have no children, not your son should be the reason what you learn. Without the Ben, you also have to learn. Every time you sit in the house, when you go in the way, when you lay, when you sleep, when you're up, in any given situation, all these things have to be a present. She'ein nimna min alev min aloshen, should never be taken away, not from the heart, not from the tongue, mashem chayom, which you come out, she'esh shalim ashar evinim. And other evinim, not always you could do it. No, you can't always physically fulfill mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, which we say in the commitment of Kodesh Baruch Hu, is never nimna, it's never taken away from a person's heart, not from a person's tongue. Even you lay in a bed, even you meditate, you learn. You could, see, this is one thing which you say, what one mitzvah of the 630 mitzvahs, which is the biggest mitzvah, which is the capsule of all the mitzvahs, which is never withdrawn from a person, is this Ahavas Hashem, Yichud Hashem. This is what it says. Ein nimna, it's never withdrawn, minaret, not from Yad Milosh, not from your tongue, Mashal Chiyovim, but Kumash Eshel Nimna Shar Abram. All the other Abram, the responsibilities could be withdrawn. Certain times, certain places, you can't practice what you would like to practice. But the Ahavas Hashem, a certain is totally sick, totally vegetable. It can't daven, it can't do anything. You're laying like but all you do, dedicate your last little power of thinking to loving Hashem and to think. Now, of course, to that you have to do a lot of homework. The more you understand the concept which you spoke, all these details. You see, in this one paper, there's so much machshava, so much thing. The more you practice this in an ongoing base, comes a time when a person is, you could only function 2% in your capacity, but in this 2%, if you could concentrate on this picture, you got everything. You have the kolot ha'irikur, v'chol v'af, v'chol nafshu, v'chol v'decha. V'chol, every time. Because this is something which could always be accomplished. As we already said, that in Mitzvah Chodesh Salvovis is an ongoing Todir, is an ongoing Todir, as you said in the Psyche. So how can you, in every given second, have the overall entire Torah practice, and you understand the Shara Yichud, and you understand what does it mean, what's the Yud, and what does it expect of me, and Shema Yisrael Shema Kem Shema Chod, and the first part, what the result is, after you get automatically after, then cholavav cholnafshecho inside, and then something, and then it goes chayvus ever, that's the mezuzah, that's the tefillin, which is ongoing base, comes out when you master this knowledge and you exercise it, that you always unify Hashem in every given situation, there isn't a second in your life under any circumstances that you can't practice it and fulfill it, and automatically you have the whole unity, the whole Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, and you give him second no matter under what weak, unbearable position you are.
Why are they saying that there's no obstacles if when you practice this? He's implying that he's saying that there's no obstacles like in practicing.
Because there
could be an obstacle.
You said this morning.
Yeah.
You say in the night, you dam Hashem in Esra, and all the thinking continuously with Machavan, the more this is becomes and grind in you, automatically becomes a part of you. Do you have to concentrate to breathe air?
That's a passive thing.
It's not a passive thing, but this becomes a passive presence to ourselves on an ongoing basis. That's what it becomes. Passing, you and Hashem and Torah is one. It has to become ingrained as a passive presence to you, which could be always experienced in practice.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com